It's a podcast.
It's a podcast in a new place.
That's right. This is our maiden voyage.
New room, new times.
That's right. New people.
Shoot, who do we have today?
Georgia!
Georgia Nichols!
Georgia Nichols, folks!
Hi, everybody. It's Mr. Phil.
Oh, goodness. Hey, everybody. Has he ever listened to one of these? He never has.
No. Maybe. Oh, I don't know.
That's tragic.
I don't know. Welcome.
Yeah, good to have you.
Thanks for, you know, agreeing to do it.
Yeah, thanks for asking me.
Of course. Wow. Let's get to know Georgia today.
Yeah, let's do it. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Listen, this is a new, it's the annex, the fellowship hall in some sects, whatever. It's a new location for the podcast.
We're in the outhouse.
Cockeyed. We're in the outhouse.
Right.
But we're having fun in the outhouse.
We are.
No one knows anything about this woman, save Jehovah himself
mystery.
And her own thoughts.
You're a mystery. You're a mystery guest.
But not for much longer.
Yeah.
We'll know everything all after today. Oh. Yeah, that's the plan at least. Right?
Yeah.
Georgia, tell us where you're from.
I am from Graceville, Florida.
Okay. Graceville.
Now, is it Graceville or Graceville?
That's a good question. Graceville?
Graceville.
Yeah, Graceville.
Okay. Not Vol. Yeah.
But you're related to some members here.
I am.
So who
are
multiples?
Tell us your relation to everyone.
Oh, so my brother is Charlie.
Okay.
Newlywed.
Yeah, the newlywed, who's married to Emma.
Mm-hmm.
Also a newlywed.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then my cousin is Lila Taylor and Will Taylor.
Okay.
And then...
Absent today.
Yes. Yeah, where was he at?
Don't know. Missed him, though.
I texted him. He hasn't texted me back.
So, like my drink, ghost.
Yeah.
Ghost. Okay. I get nervous, y'all. Not no, nervous, but like, you know. I feel like I'm not saying enough. Will and Lila, yeah, those are my first cousins. Mm-hmm. So backstory, because I feel like everybody needs to know, our mothers are sisters.
Okay.
So we are first cousins.
Wow.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
Did not?
No.
Did
not. See? Yeah. Do we look alike?
Yes.
And I look nothing like Lila. I wish I did.
Well, I can see.
The resemblance. Our mothers get mistaken in the grocery store. Like, yeah. So, okay. Jean and Rosa.
All right.
And then Ella Page is my cousin. So
okay.
Love and her. Then of course Holly Davis.
Right.
Formerly Holly Cutts.
That's right.
She is my cousin the as Cutts well. Clan. So me and Lila's mom, they are first cousins with Holly and Ella's parents.
Okay.
Okay.
So Holly and Ella are first cousins.
So the this is
good to know.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So Lawrence Cutts
and Eloise.
Lawrence is the older brother to my grandmother, Linnell Weiss.
Okay.
Which was Linnell Cutts, who lives with us now.
Okay.
Lives with my parents back home.
Okay. You're mentioning so many people that people in this church will love.
Yeah. I mean, we're working our way down the limb. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's good.
Older people, but do they listen to podcasts?
They do.
Okay.
They do, yes.
Okay,
they
that's
do.
True. Guys, that's true, because I hear about Chris Emerson all the time, and people are like, Chris Emerson, like, can't go to church, but I will listen to the podcast.
And, right. Yeah. So. Absolutely.
Can't make it. Yeah.
No doubt.
It's a good podcast.
Well, that's good to know, because I know people were confused about that. We always ask Will how everyone's related, and I always forget.
Yeah, no.
So.
And you'll have to remind us again. So
yeah,
thank
okay.
you.
Well, now we've got a record.
Well, now you know
that's
who
right.
I am, so you don't need to know who the relationship.
That's true.
Because you know who
deep.
I am.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. With both congregations. So there's probably a congregation back home.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say. So, like, you've got roots
Chipley.
In both.
Yeah. For sure.
And you grew up in the church. How old were you when you got baptized?
I was 8 years old. No. I think I was 12. Cut that out.
Okay.
Look like
well, that's
I was,
a big
I
difference.
I was 12. Yeah. I'm sorry.
So
I have 12, eight on my
that's
number
more.
Eight.
What happened
reason?
To you when you were eight that you can't get out of your mind?
Good question. No, I think I asked Miss Mary Jane her birthday this morning because I was thanking her for my birthday cookies. And she said her birthday was July 8th, and I just have the number 8 for some reason.
I gotcha.
And what number child are you?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, but her birthday was April Fool's Day.
Yeah, my birthday's
okay,
April
so
Fool's Day.
Okay, so she's a 4-1 baby. That does answer six
4-1,
questions for
99.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So where are you on the pecking order?
Oh, yeah. So I am number 4. 4 out of 5.
Yeah, which will get you in
but
the
I'm
Hall of Fame.
But I'm a 10
4
out of 10.
4 out of 5. But you are a 10 out of 10.
I'm kidding.
Okay, what are your siblings' names?
Good. Let's talk about this. I want to talk about this. They are the most important people in my life.
Okay.
Because you know what they say about your siblings?
What?
You know, your parents, they raise you, they die, so they don't get to be with you the rest of your life.
Okay.
It's really kind of depressing. But and then your friends, they come and go, whatever. But your siblings are with you from birth until, you know, some till death, and they see you with, like, raise your children, you know, they see you as a child.
True.
The quote sounded better, by the way. Right. But anyway. It's true. Yeah, so, like, they're really important to you.
Okay.
So my oldest sister is Anne-Marie. Her nickname's Ham.
Okay.
So my nephews call her Aunt Ham.
Okay. Why do you call her Ham?
I don't know. My older brother, Preston, he's number three in the lineup. Mm-hmm. He has some kind of joke about it. I don't remember. Okay. I wish I could remember, because that would be a good, that would be a good, well, something good.
Episode
to have on
two, we'll figure it out. Yeah.
And it's where the Canaanites came through, right? Was it Ham?
Maybe.
Japheth.
Ham.
I think it was Ham. Anyways, that's just a little side note. Okay, yeah. Back.
Okay, so then, so number two, Caroline. She has the two boys. Mm-hmm. She's married to Logan. The two boys are Emmett and Rhett. Emmett is named after my dad. Rhett, she's just going with the E-T-T ending.
Gotcha.
And then we have Preston. He's actually going to be a preacher.
Okay.
So that's really exciting.
A hilarious guy. Remember him from camp and stuff.
Yes, hilarious, very attractive. Mm-hmm. No, I just love my brothers. I'm so proud of them.
Yeah.
And then there's me, you know? Mm-hmm. And then there's Chuck, the last one.
We love Chuck. Chuck. So many camp
A man of few words.
Yeah.
He is a man of few words.
He is,
I love trying to get
into
talk.
But I'm telling you, at camp, because I got him when he was eight. Mm-hmm. All those group one
you
boys
got in on the beginning.
Josh Mixon and Hayes and Madeline.
Right, whenever
and
got
we're
going
to go back to what happened to you at eight. But to Chuck, he opens up at camp.
If he's around his buddies.
Yeah, the right people. Otherwise, it's a clam up situation.
I do want to get him on here just to see if we can get him to talk.
It would just be like...
We'd have to bring you know,
just silence.
Yeah. And like the random laughs.
We've thought other guests would be quiet, and we got them to talk.
That's true.
Hayes can get him to talk.
Love you, Johnny.
Yes, there's something about their relationship.
Yeah. Something about Hayes, though.
It's interesting.
Love you, son.
Yeah.
How did you?
He would like mention Hayes. It.
How did your parents get your name? Take a sip, please.
I mean, this is our second state.
Take some water.
You're
let's
our
all,
second
let's all
state.
Drink. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
We've had a Virginia.
Oh yeah, Jenny. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So. My mother just thought my name was a beautiful feminine Southern name.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad didn't want to know what I was.
Okay.
Because he had had his boy and he had his girl, so he didn't really care. Mm-hmm. Not that he didn't care, but whatever. Let it be a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was born, my mom, I guess my dad, it doesn't matter. Cut that out, please. I'm getting nervous as we speak.
No, you're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, when my dad asked my mom, what is her name? She said Georgia, and my dad was really upset, and he was like, are you kidding me? Like the Florida Gators, like you're really going to name my daughter Georgia?
He didn't like it.
He hated it.
It's a legitimate question.
Yeah.
So he's like our biggest rival, like one of our biggest rivals.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't think, when I heard your name, I didn't relate it to.
No.
But since you brought it up, you look great in blue.
I'm actually a Florida State Seminole, but.
You are a Seminole?
I am, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mark that also.
Is your whole family?
No. We're all Gators through and through.
Well,
that's a whole thing. I actually went to Santa Fe. Mm-hmm. I lived with Jonathan Weiss first semester. Absolutely hated it. Okay. It was right after Florida College. Hated my time in Gainesville. Had nothing to do with Gainesville. I just wasn't ready to, fly the coop,
Right.
And I didn't really know what I wanted to do, so mm-hmm. I went back home, and then I was like, I'll go to FSU, it's close to home,
mm-hmm.
I had a bad experience not with Gainesville, I don't want to say that, so you can cut that if you want, but,
we're cutting the whole
just
episode,
with, keep going.
I'm just kidding.
No. Nothing gets cut, so we're just rolling.
No,
we're
good.
Yeah.
Stop!
No, we're good.
You're being serious, though.
No, I'm not. I'm never serious.
That's true.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
Your time
talking
in about FSU. You're going there.
So I just ended up at Tallahassee, and then I got robbed because of the COVID experience, but it was fine. It's fine. It's whatever. But now I work for UF,
mm-hmm.
so you can ask me questions about that if you want.
But you got your degree from Florida State?
Yeah.
Okay.
In what?
Public health.
Okay.
Public health. So you graduated there, and then you immediately moved here after that?
Oh, boy.
I mean, public health with the COVID crisis. Mm-hmm. So you were right all there, fixed. Eyeballs
literally.
Deep.
Yeah.
Georgia, do you know what the state bird is of Georgia? The state of Georgia?
Not a mockingbird, because that's Florida state bird.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
just going to ask you some random Georgia questions, if you don't mind.
Oh, boy. I don't know. Like, not a turkey.
No.
Not a cardinal.
It's a brown thrasher.
Oh. Yeah. I probably... did read the Brown Thrasher.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you like Google these?
I did. I looked up a couple of Georgia things just because I didn't know if you were named after the state.
Oh my word! No.
It's also known as the Empire State of the South.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
Peach State. Of course. Yeah.
Sure.
About mm-hmm. the peaches.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Do you know who it was named after? Oh, this is the last one I'll ask you. The state of Georgia.
Not the country.
No.
I have no idea, to be honest.
King George II.
That's correct.
Oh, that, okay.
That is correct.
It was one of the original 13 colonies, by the way.
Yep. Okay. It has a lot of history in Georgia. Educated.
Yeah, it really is.
Revolutionary, civil, mm-hmm. And present.
Yeah.
Past, present, and future.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
State of Georgia.
And where you know.
So finished up at Florida State, came here, got a job with UF.
Yeah.
And that's what you're doing now. Tell people what you do. Like, what is your job?
Oh, this is a good question. Wow. So, so funny because your wife, mm-hmm. Laura, she's been through this journey with me when I thought I literally hated my job and wanted a whole career change. Mm-hmm. But anyways, we stuck through it. Now I love my job.
Good.
So I am the health educator for AHEC in the College of Medicine. AHEC stands for Area Health Education Center.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I just moved from the College of Medicine. I was in the biomedical sciences.
And now you're in the College of Education?
Is that dentistry.
Correct? What? You're in the College of Dentistry?
Mm-hmm. It's teeth.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
interesting.
Right.
What do you
He's
do?
He's oral.
Department admin. Okay. Boring. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So what does a health educator do?
Good question.
Yeah.
So we have different grants.
Yeah.
So we give scholarships to students, you know, who want to do health field, whatever.
Like policy, health policy, or?
Sorry, I didn't mean
to. Or physical health. Like.
I think like physical, because I don't really know. It could be either. I'm not involved with that because I work with the tobacco grant, so I do the tobacco.
Okay.
Yeah. So edit that out if I sound stupid.
No.
No, not at all. No,
okay.
This is very interesting.
Okay, yeah. So, and then we also have an opioid grant, but I have little to nothing to do with that.
Mary Jo Caroli involved with that?
I have no
Dr. Caroli?
I have no idea.
Yeah, probably she does a lot with the opioids and addiction stuff.
Okay, interesting. Hmm. Yeah, I don't really know a lot about it. But yeah, so I do the tobacco. So I have general health classes, general population. So I go out and teach classes at the Family Medicines. You have health family medicines across town, and then I do behavioral health. So I teach two classes a week at the psychiatric hospital in the West Wing, which is the addiction unit. Those are where the really fun, cool stories are at.
Sure.
You can only imagine. And then I also teach a class on Tuesdays in the morning at the recovery center, so rehab. So FRC.
You're like a teacher.
Yeah, and I never thought.
I didn't know you taught classes. I knew you did some of the stuff.
Facilitate.
I didn't know you taught stuff.
Yeah.
So are you teaching the dangers of addiction and things like that? Or
no, people who are currently in addiction, trying to help them.
Recover.
Yeah, recover.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Just from tobacco, not from, you know, like the hardcore stuff.
Like how many people are in these
technically
classes?
It is the hardcore stuff. It can range anywhere from 0 to 15 to 20.
Mm.
Yeah. So it depends.
Okay.
Tobacco is the gateway drug.
Right.
Contrary to what anyone else might tell you.
And you training so students as well?
Like undergrads
that are looking pre-med or?
So I did just, I haven't done the training because I'm not, we do have a training specialist, but she works with some of the pharmacy students. Mm-hmm. So they teach some of our classes as well. And then I coordinate what classes they teach because I'm like in charge of like the schedule and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So. Nice. I don't get paid for coordinating that stuff. I don't have the title, but, you know, I do it.
And is this what you want to keep doing? You want this to be your career? Or what are you looking
good question.
At?
So I really have learned so much with addiction. And it's like the brain, and it's just so interesting. And working with people who are literally at the toughest, you know, part of their lives, you know, like
dopamine,
the most
transmitters.
Critical. Yeah.
It's all neurochemicals.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like being with people, like, what are the words? I need help with.
You're an extrovert.
Yeah,
you
like I just.
You're a people person. You find it
rewarding. Yeah, it's very rewarding.
Yeah.
So that is what I like most about my job.
Good.
But I can't say that I would want to keep this job forever.
Right.
But I've learned to love it.
anything else that like interests you or that you would want to do that you can think of?
So actually, I want to get my real estate license.
Okay.
Just for the fun.
Right.
Fun of it. Yeah.
Just to
have a certification. Yeah.
Okay.
Just keep broadening my.
Have a few irons in the fire.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Like your wife.
Multiple streams of income.
That lady.
She's
Does she ever come home at night?
She comes home, but she rarely ever sits down.
Yeah, I know.
So I don't necessarily recommend that. I recommend relaxing sometimes. I don't know. She's got a nonstop motor.
I admire her, but I know I could never be like that.
Well, full throttle.
Yeah.
Full
throttle. She's all gas. Nothing but gas. Breaks.
Yes. But you know what? She still finds time to like make people feel special and important. And
yeah.
It's she amazing. She's
good at that. Yeah.
I need to text her back.
Marry up, folks, is what that's going to
be. Yes, please.
Literally.
Marry someone better than you.
That's Laura's so funny. Awesome. Because Dickie, FC.
Dexter
Dickie. Yeah, he taught psychology and he always said that women marry up and men marry down. And I just thought that was kind of rude.
No, that's
he
not
did
true.
Say that?
I don't think that's true either. No, that's especially looking not, at not your wife. Room, not this
room. Not this my goodness. Thank you for that honest insult.
I would be homeless.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
No,
kidding.
It's the truth.
I just think you guys' wives are fabulous.
I'm so much better with Michelle.
Yeah, he was our teacher there so too. Sweet. I mean, he's been there a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're a mental health counselor. Going back to psychology with Thaxter, I mean,
honestly, I would love to be a therapist.
It's like, it's all in your head.
I feel like you could do that down the road because you'll have all these experiences.
I'd have to go back and get my this master's.
This is your launching pad.
Is that a consideration at all? You could do that here at UF?
I could, yeah. I don't really know what my future holds, to be honest. I do know that I love Gainesville. I love this church. I love the people. Mm-hmm. And what more could you ask for? You have a solid church.
Right.
I think the rest will fall into place. I think a lot has happened to me in like the past couple of months and you know, I think my path is very open. So stay tuned.
That's
it's
not good.
A bad thing at
all.
No,
it's options. Not. Yeah. Yeah.
You wouldn't want to be tied to one place if that's not what you want. You know?
I'm just letting the Lord lead.
Fluid.
That's all we can really do.
He's dragging me, but
Sometimes he's prodding us.
Yeah.
He drags us because we
but dig purpose, in. You know, pain and you know, purpose and pain. You know, when you're
at
getting something, it's being better on the back end of it.
Yeah.
Seeing the big picture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he fully does
you
that.
Know, coming back around.
Yeah. Because he doesn't want you to settle.
No.
Don't do that.
No.
Never settle.
Yeah.
When it comes to dudes, jobs.
Oh, amen.
Just don't do that.
No.
Wait. Good advice.
Yeah.
It sounds like you've identified that you want to have an impact in people's lives.
Oh.
You want a role, a job where you can impact lives.
Yeah.
And serve people. And that's, you know, you didn't like the job at first, but at least you were able to kind of identify that through.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason why I didn't like.
That's a path.
The job was the issue with leadership, but our leadership completely changed. And I think going through that change was really hard. And I never had a job before, so I didn't know. that the people you work under is such a huge thing, but they hired somebody who had no background in tobacco. And so it was like, oh, I know more than my boss. Like, you know, that's frustrating. Yeah. But then she, you know, gained grip and now she's where she needs to be. And I'm under her and I respect her. And so it's good.
Bosses can make all the difference in the job situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Leadership, very important.
Yeah, for sure.
Very important. Right.
Yeah, that's big time.
No doubt.
You're getting a taste of what it's like to be a mother. Working with and along other people, doing things you don't get paid for.
Yeah,
it's true.
And leading the way. And you talk about mental health counselor.
Yeah.
That's a mom.
That's so true. Wow. 24/7. Shout out to our moms. I love my mom. I wouldn't be here without her.
Yeah.
None of us would.
Oh, literally wouldn't be without her.
No, none of us would. Yeah. We needed the ex.
Yeah.
That's right.
Man.
That's really funny. Georgia, what do you like to do outside of work? What are some of your hobbies that you like?
Okay, I love this question.
Stuff that makes you happy.
Yeah, so Lexapro makes me happy.
Lexapro.
Let's get it all out on the table.
A traumatic event.
Yeah, okay.
We're good, though.
No.
I've actually, with my job peddling back, I've learned... Are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
I've... I'm enjoying getting to know you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, a traumatic event, which when God was really like taking the reins of my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A couple months ago, I got put on that. But I also realized that I think I have OCD, so I can't get in with psychiatry right now. But anyways.
Mm. Chemical imbalances are real.
They are, and I have Hashimoto's, so really, really have struggled with that. But getting a handle on that makes all the difference. Anyways, but when I'm talking about mind, body, and spirit, they all three work together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they all, I mean, equilibrium Trinity. In all of them. Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. So what I like to do after work is work out at Women's Lift Lab. Shout out to them. He actually, there's two houses down from this church building.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have the blue Adirondack chairs. That's Mike, and he owns the gym that I go to called Women's Lift Lab. It's the only women, and we do powerlifting. We do kettlebell,
so he teaches,
training,
like, powerlifting and stuff.
Yeah.
Nice.
So.
You seem extremely fit.
He has his PhD.
Yeah.
Do I?
Yeah.
Well, this is a new thing, and I just started back in, I want to say August or September, but I am in love.
What's your favorite lift?
It's changed my life.
Like, if you could just do one lift.
I really like RDLs, but but deadlifts.
They hurt my hamstrings a little bit.
Well, you got to go slow.
Yeah, you do. Stay light first.
Yes.
I didn't do that, and my back was literally bent, had the worst form, but I feel like I'm...
Straight bar with those. I like them better with the dumbbells.
Dumbbells. Oh, or kettlebells.
Yeah.
Or kettlebells. Say no to the straight bar.
I'm kind of a wimp. Like, I do one-legged ones with
We do both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because his programming is different.
Okay.
And that's what I like. I just show up and he has the programming. I pay a ridiculous amount of money, but it's so worth it for just showing up and like not
show up with your attitude and effort and watch results.
In a cute outfit.
So you can control. Is that you go every day?
So it's... It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then Friday's our off day, and then Saturday's open gym. You don't have to go if you don't want to.
Okay.
So.
Gotcha.
Do like variations.
Okay, so you work out there.
Yeah, work
RDLs
out there.
RDLs are your favorite lift.
I wouldn't say my favorite. Mm-hmm. I'm just learning to love them, but
I'll be sore for 3 days in my hammies
I'm
afterward.
Sore right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're awful. Wonderful.
I like arm day. I actually have goals for myself. I want to do some, be able by the end of 2020. This is 2024, right?
It is, yep.
I want to be able to...
All
year long. Oh, goodness. A pull-up.
Just one.
I did one. No, I did one the other day, but nobody saw it.
I was just going to ask you, how many pull-ups can you do?
Mm-hmm.
So one.
One and like one and a half.
Do you use the bands at all? There.
Yeah, I do use the bands. Okay. Yeah, yeah, it helps a lot. Actually, weird, because I just went home to take a nap after church, and I had a dream that I was doing a pull-up with bands.
Tell us when you can do five. That's a big deal.
Take a video of it.
I have some goals. I want to get my real estate license. Watch me listen to this back and not have
let's
done
write
any
these
of
down.
Them.
Real estate license.
And then do five pull-ups.
Okay.
There was another gym goal that I had, but I don't really recall right now.
Well, you said you loved arm day.
Oh, I do love, oh my goodness.
Okay.
I would show you guys, but I haven't pumped, so
right.
you can't really
you don't
see.
Want to show us.
But yeah, I'm working on my back muscles, just, you know.
Okay.
Mind, body, spirit, baby.
Yeah, I
love
it.
Mind, body, spirit.
Okay, working out, and what else? Anything?
For the spirit.
Good question. Here we go.
Yeah, we've done favorite book of the Bible.
Bible
story.
Oh, like man. Just you know what's funny? Love.
Probably James, because we taught that class.
Definitely James. Wink, wink. Jesus, Chip. Like, I want to forget that because he thought I hated him. I don't hate him, but when I was going when I was going through that traumatic event, he was like, oh, life is awful. Life is terrible.
Yeah.
Little did he know I was just doing enough to wake up every day.
Yeah.
It's just.
You came into her life at a bad time.
It's just really hard. I know.
You're okay. I forgive
We're past that
thank
now.
You. Thank you.
Okay, so it's not James.
He told me that he tells Emma that it only gets worse from here.
Yeah, this is the easiest show I'll ever be.
He did say that in class.
I was just like,
look in the mirror and say that too. It's frustrating words. Like, you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's his favorite thing to say. Yeah, you'll
and here
be fine.
You
very
are.
Encouraging,
look
but here
at
you, I am.
Shining
Thank
bright.
You. Like,
yeah, like a diamond. Yeah.
You're welcome.
That's right.
You want
All
people to tell you the truth in your life. You really do.
Yeah.
It's okay to sugarcoat some things sometimes.
Some things, but not all things.
Just in the right time. Yeah.
No.
All right, so he asked you your favorite book.
Okay, favorite book
mind?
Of the Bible.
Word on the Spirit.
Well, really, the Psalms have been getting me through.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really good, really comforting.
Always a good go-to.
Yeah.
The best.
So funny because I was like scared of Job for so long. Mm-hmm. And isn't that crazy? You're scared of the book of Job because I don't know why. It just scared me because I'm like, I don't know.
Well, it depends on your perspective.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And my perspective has changed because of my life. And now it's like a comfort to me.
Good.
Yeah.
Job is scary because I've often thought when I'm having calamity in my life and troubles, which seems to be a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you got to remember, Job was kind of minding his own business, and the Lord said, "Hey, have you considered my servant Job?
He's doing really well."
And said, "What? I can't get to him because you got him hedged in." So sometimes our greatest challenges that we overcome is because the Lord said, "Have you considered my servant Georgia?" And Satan goes, "Well,
wow."
And then when you come out, you're doubly blessed on the back end, but in the midst of it, you lose everything except yourself.
Jason, why couldn't you have told me that?
Isn't this a better version of Jason?
Well, we were studying James.
I know.
He can be like this sometimes.
You know what? It's so funny because I
have to catch him at the right time.
Exactly, and it's beautiful.
It is.
He's a beautiful man.
He really is.
It's not me. It's the Lord.
Keep that at the forefront.
Amen.
Yeah.
The ghost. Yeah.
To the ghost. The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost, not the energy drink that you're drinking right now. We just had to mention that for listeners because they're probably confused.
Yeah,
but back to Job, I remember going through a hard time and I was like, "Dad, this is the worst thing that could have ever have happened to me." Mm-hmm. And he said, "No, it's not."
Yeah.
And it's like he was implying that losing your soul is the worst thing that could ever happen to you. And so my perspective definitely shifted.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, count it all joy.
Yep.
So.
Which is James.
Exactly.
Yes.
See, it all ties all comes in. Back to wow. James.
It
the Holy Spirit.
That's right. To the HS. I love him. I do.
No doubt.
Couldn't do it without him.
No, you couldn't.
No, so that's the spirit. It's Psalms, and that's so. What do you do? Like, do you read or anything? Like,
put me on the spot.
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily the Bible, just the Bible. I mean, do you like to read? Like, are there?
Oh, do I like to read? Oh, yeah. Okay. So,
but you can read the Bible too. It's good to read
for sure. Yeah. And I need to do more of that. I've gotten not to put myself out there, but
you watch the daily
Confess Your Sins.
The daily Bible reading.
I knew that was going to come up. Yeah. So
have you done one? No,
I haven't. But I need to get signed up for that.
Okay, yeah. So we can do that for you today, right after this.
Okay, that would be great. Okay. Yeah,
sign up, Georgia.
Yeah, sign me up.
Okay,
full send. No, I actually I'm ashamed to say that, but January was I wasn't here a lot. It was a really hard month for me. Mm-hmm. So and then I could have jumped in on that train, but I haven't. To be honest, because I'm like, but I think it's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous.
It's a great way to start the day. It's the first thing I watch every single morning.
And I wish I would have gotten into that habit back in January. But like I said, a lot of things have.
Sure.
But we're doing good now. Yeah. I'm great. So honestly, good. That is something I need to.
I don't read many books anymore. Do you read other books like Working on the Mind?
So I love Brené Brown.
Mm. I don't know what that is.
You know who Brené Brown is?
I don't. Tell us. Mm-mm.
Oh, man.
I'm out.
Yeah, me too.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're going to educate all of us.
Yeah, please.
No, because now I'm like, oh, man. So she writes books. Let me pull up my phone real quick.
Okay.
Give me a second.
Yeah, we'll just, do we have hold music? Background.
Does she, please hold. Does she do, like a series or
what does she write about?
Fiction, nonfiction? Let's just throw out.
What's the genre? Yeah.
No, she talks. It's like a psychology. She's a social worker, American professor, and social worker.
Oh, so it's nonsense. It's
real,
real stuff.
Yeah, she's an author and she has a podcast. Let's see.
She is a podcast.
She is known for her work on shame, vulnerability, and leadership, and for her widely viewed 2010 TEDx talk. And she has written 6 number one New York Times bestselling books.
I'm ashamed I haven't heard of her.
Really?
Yeah.
So the she has Atlas of the Heart. Daring to Lead, Dare to Lead. Let's see. The Gifts of Imperfection.
Mm.
Braving the Wilderness, Rising Strong, and Daring Greatly.
Have you read all of these?
No. I actually went on a spree and I bought all of them and I've only read 2 of them.
Okay.
Because I get into it, but when I have to have the time to devote to it and I haven't. So this is like a newer thing. But anyways. Gotcha. What? Why are you laughing?
Nothing. No, I said the.
Because you can tell I'm not a reader. Oh,
no.
I love podcasts, though. I listen to the Carmel.
Okay, so full disclosure, we were supposed to bring in a tablecloth.
That's my fault. I should have done
it. No, you know, but. And so it just cracks me up because I've set my drink down. We apologize to our listeners. It's okay.
No, it's good. No, you're good. We're all learning new ways to do this. Yeah.
Oh, man. It's a new room. It's a new podcast. It is.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she just talks about, like, now I'm like trying to regurgitate it. I'm getting nervous for some reason.
No, you're good.
Don't be nervous.
But, like, the brain, emotions, and people and how they work. And it's just really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question about brains.
This is Chip's wheelhouse right here.
Well, no. Charlie Nichols, one of the strangest brains I've ever witnessed.
I can't figure him out.
So this is just because you guys are blood related.
Okay.
Remember WrestleMania.
I'll never forget that night for the rest of my life.
This is about me, you guys.
I know. Hold on. It's one of the craziest things I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Him slick.
He covered himself in sunscreen.
And then jumped in this WrestleMania. So sports. Did you play a sport? You got a favorite sport? And do you have a wild streak like that?
I actually didn't play sports.
Nothing. Okay.
No. I wish I did.
Because he seems pretty athletic. I just figured you.
I was kind of a couch potato.
No.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. Principal at school.
Okay. Oh, man. So I was friends with this girl. She had some emotional issues because of her mother situation, didn't have a father, you know, didn't know who her father was.
Mm-hmm.
Her mother always had a different boyfriend, and I guess I don't remember. I was really, it made me angry because it just made me angry, you know, like righteous anger. So I might have called her mom something. I don't know what, I don't remember exactly what I said, but it upset her. She went back and told her mother. Her mother came up to the school, said I was bullying her. I was not bullying her.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to make me sound terrible.
No, I think you're good.
Okay. Anyways, so I saw her coming into school that day, this morning. She's walking her daughter into school, and I was like, oh, man. And at that time, my mom was actually, she was a substitute, or she was teaching for our art teacher who had breast cancer and was out all semester. So I think I, like, ended up, like, told my mom, you know, hey, Alexa's mom is here. Whatever, fast forward, I'm in ag class, and
there's always a Nichols in an ag class.
Literally always ag. And I was best friends with our Bethany McPherson. She was our ag teacher. She loved me. I loved her.
Mm-hmm.
Did whatever. And especially we had a shop next to our ag class, connected to our ag class. And I was also best friends with Butch Burrell, who mm-hmm. was our, not custodian, but he did all like the handyman stuff
around school.
Boy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so the principal comes in to get me, and I was in ag class. And I don't know how I knew she was coming. Oh, because we had to lock our doors because the school shooters and stuff, you had to lock your doors. Yeah. So somebody said, Miss, what's our assistant principal? She was a principal that time, mm-hmm. I think. Is it? Okay.
She's coming.
Anyways, yeah. So she's at the door, and they tell me, and I hide. I think my teacher was like pregnant, heavily pregnant at that time. Mm. I hid underneath her feet. And before she could even say, like, what are you doing, Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, they opened up the door and she was said, hey, where's Georgia at? And Bethany can't lie because I'm under her feet. You know how weird that would look. I put her in an uncomfortable position. Literally, figuratively and literally. So she's like, oh, I don't know. I haven't seen her. And then by that time, Butch comes in the door and Miss Bertishall says, where's Georgia? And Butch is like, I think I just saw her, but I don't really know. And mm-hmm. anyway, she was like, okay, well, if you see her, tell her to come to my office.
Mm-hmm.
So she leaves and, I come out and everybody's laughing. Like the entire class is laughing because I just got away with that.
Sure.
And, my teacher's like, all right, you got to go turn yourself in.
Mm.
A fugitive.
But I did turn myself in. I wanted to be on my own terms.
Yes, right.
Yeah, my own terms.
Right.
Yeah.
Not to be forced.
Yeah.
That's right. You surrendered peacefully.
Yeah.
And thank goodness.
Yeah.
So, anyway,
I like it.
Who can say they hit underneath
none of that involves sunscreen.
Mm-mm.
Still crazy, though.
Yeah.
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 Were you a pretty good student?
Oh, I was a really good student.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the way through college and everything?
You know what? I was supposed to be. I was on a homecoming court every year. Mm-hmm. But my senior year, I was going to be homecoming queen, rest assured. But since I was an early admit at college, this lady who was in charge of our senior class. She made it to wear college students, but couldn't be because they were college. Yeah, she disqualified me because she didn't like me because I was well-liked by everyone. Yeah. So it was heartbreaking.
You missed out on that opportunity.
It is. No, it's fine. Yeah. The girl who was homecoming queen, she had a child out of wedlock, so I think we're good.
Okay.
There you go.
Yep.
Like we said,
it doesn't ramping always pay. Up
disappointment in life from homecoming court and on.
Right.
But remember Job.
I'm exposing myself.
Don't quit.
Yeah, better things coming.
Don't.
Tenfold.
Quit.
Always.
Not threefold, you guys.
That's right.
Tenfold.
Tenfold blessing. I love it. You, what time do you normally go to bed?
Oh, man. So we shoot for like 11:30, but I've been we changed our work schedule, so I'm so supposed late. To work 4:10s.
You have to be at work at what time?
7 o'clock. 7 to 5:30.
Do you room with someone who goes to church here, or do you live by yourself?
No, I live with Ella and Lila.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
And you got a morning routine, like cup of coffee?
Oh, man.
You gotta have the coffee.
Yeah, so I go to work. So now that we changed to, I work 4 days a week instead of five, I have my makeup bag. I put on my makeup at work, and my boss doesn't even care.
So you just roll in.
That's just great. Roll in.
You just wake up and
go. Yeah, just put on some clothes. Sometimes I don't even brush my teeth. I have my toothbrush in my
just bag. Roll out and
throw
roll
a piece
in.
Of gum in. Yeah,
yeah, throw. Yeah, I get not even that. Just
man, I got a shower. Pray
nobody
in the
gets
morning.
Up in your space. No, I shower at night because I shower when I get back from the gym.
Yeah.
And then I go. Yeah, I get coffee, make my breakfast, make oatmeal at work.
Mm-hmm.
We have like a little kitchen. It's pretty nice. And
I like it.
It's kind of chill. Read my emails and, you know.
And away we go.
What building are you in at UF?
I'm at East Campus.
Oh, you're over on Full Waldo.
Yeah, so okay. I'm right next to the supercomputer, the Hypergator.
Yes, oh, that's a big deal.
I got to tour that. It's huge.
It is. Yeah.
It's kind of scary with the solar eclipse coming.
Like it might shut down, right?
Yeah, because
was that tomorrow?
So yeah, it's tomorrow. I think
so. Remember when we did that?
Yeah.
You know what's interesting about that?
2017.
When was it? I was like, I don't know. It was like 7 years ago.
Yeah, it was like 2017.
You came to my house.
6 years.
What are you guys talking about?
6 months, 6 weeks, and
6 days. Whoa, chill with the sixes.
Wow. Really?
Just saying. Solar eclipse. 6666.
Solar eclipse of the heart.
Yeah.
Okay.
I told Jackson that. He was asking me, we were talking about it, and Tanner was going to ask him what a solar eclipse was, and I said it's where it gets dark during the day. Probably don't, you know, when Jesus died, it talks about the sun was shrouded in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Something with the earth's shadow, right?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. That's so tomorrow, I'll be at work. Will we be able to see it from here?
That's the correlation.
Will we see something?
75%.
75, we get 75.
What
Indiana,
time?
I think, is a sweet spot.
Starts at 1.
Okay.
Two, something like that.
Should we go outside or should we hide?
Just make sure you have the special glasses if you look up.
I don't have them.
What did
remember
I
the special
those?
Ones we bought that like
I gotta look for
you can stare at the sun and be work. Fine.
I thought the last time this happened they said this won't happen for another
that was a different wasn't that a different special one in a million kind or something like that?
Know.
I don't know. We had to have special glasses.
Yeah.
Seems like there's always something.
I gave myself like a crick in the neck looking up.
Yeah. We sat on lawn chairs in the yard.
I was at FC when that happened. Yeah.
Georgia, let me ask you one last question.
Okay, what's up?
If you have survived the hardest part of your life, the teenage years.
Not what Jason would say. He'd
say
the hardest part.
Well, I think he agrees that, you know, that's like the worst part.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, you know,
it's the cringiest part.
Figuring stuff out.
Cringiest, for sure.
So if you could give, like, young teenage girls.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Like one piece of advice.
Oh my goodness.
Because there are young teenage girls.
For this.
I know. It sort of puts you on the spot, but
I know.
And we can even talk through it.
Man.
But like if you could give them maybe what helped you, or if you could give them a little, if you were just speaking to them to say, okay, this is what you got to look out for. This is how to get through it. Just one or two things that you can think of that may help them.
Okay. Give me some time.
Okay.
Let's talk through this.
Right.
Put the whole music back on.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, you could use your whole mind, body, spirit analogy for them to say, you know, take care of yourself, do things like that. But what's...
Yeah, but that's so... If somebody tells you that, you're just going to be like, oh, like, at least for me, it's something you have to figure out as you go.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
Very personal.
Very, very personal. Mm-hmm. It's your own walk.
Maybe something you wish you had done differently or
yeah. or
no regrets, baby. No regrets.
Yeah, no regrets. No regrets.
No regrets.
Well, it sounds like, you know, when you turned to the Lord, I mean, at that point, it's like a person gets to a point, you know, I'm on my knees, what can I do? You know, you
literally
cast your crowns, you cast everything at the Lord's feet. So, a person can go one of two ways. You either get closer or farther away from the Lord, depending on your situation. And it sounds like for you, you went into Him and towards Him.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Headlong, and, you know,
you've
got something.
Well, let's tie it in with this psalm verse.
What do you have?
I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
I love it.
And yeah.
To see the goodness of the Lord.
Yeah. And you only do that by, you know, staying in the fight.
Oh, and I have another verse for that. Oh my goodness. Hold on. Put it on pause.
We're staying in the fray. That's it. Sometimes you just got to dance in the ring.
You got to go head first into the breach.
I've got to find this because what you just said. Put it on pause and then.
Okay.
What did you just say?
Say that again.
You
got to stay in the fight. Dance in the ring.
Hold on. I have a verse.
Don't
for that.
Quit swinging.
Georgia has a verse for everything.
That's a great thing.
I follow good Instagram accounts that love. Like you're just scrolling, you see it, and you're like, you know, you have to.
Hit you. Yeah.
Yeah. That way you're not just mindless. I mean, you're doing something that's already kind of like mindless and not good.
And I think while you're looking, it's a good reminder to tell people, listen, just go to the Word. You know, get in the Word. Mm-hmm. The Psalms are.
Oh, here it is.
There's a Psalm for everything.
I got this.
Yeah.
Hebrews 10:36. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised.
So that's great.
You have to persevere. You have to see it through. Keep going. Don't give up.
Keep going.
Yeah.
That's great advice.
I love
that. I would say amen.
Awesome. Amen.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.